Hello folks, this is Rocky in Sacramento, and I'm here with the noisy garbage truck outside and the Zoom IQ6 in my hand. And if you can hear that, probably the mics are going to pick it up. I'm recording this at a pretty hot level because I can, actually, but some of it is to accommodate the app that I'm using, which will drop the output level down, and I want you to be able to hear some of the nuances of this mic. And also to give you an idea just how forgiving it is. So this is a new mic from Zoom. This is the IQ6. Much like its predecessor, the IQ5, it plugs into your iOS device's Lightning port. So you can use it with any of the new iPhone 5 or 6, 6 Plus. Same with the iPad and the iPod, as long as it has a Lightning connector. This is pretty similar in size to some of the other devices that are already out there, and maybe a little bit thicker because of the capsules. But I've had a lot of questions about it, and I figured I would just come in and try to answer them briefly. I can manage to do that. If you have additional questions, of course, you can send me a direct message here on Audio Boom or on Twitter at Raquel G. I don't profess to be an expert. I've been playing with this thing for all of 48 hours now, but I have learned a few things about it, so I'll do my best to take a stab at answering the questions that aren't answered in the item's description that you can find all over the net. This is a mic that comes from Japan. It is now available here in the States from Amazon.com. B&H Photo Video has it. I'm sure probably Sweetwater and some of those other places will have it if they don't already. It retails for $99. You can even find it on eBay. But basically, it's a small mic, plugs into the bottom of your iPhone, and you can just take it with you, drop it in your pocket, and when you get somewhere you want to set up and record, you just plug it in and go. It has, like the IQ5, it has the combo line out / headphone jack on the left side of the mic. So what I've done is I've taken, this is being recorded on an iPhone 5S, and I've portrait flipped it. So the home button is toward the ceiling and the mic is on the top. And so I'm looking at the, as I face the screen, I'm looking at the front of the mic. And on the left side, there's a headphone jack. No micro or mini USB pass through for charging, nothing like that on this mic, and no flip switches to control your auto gain and your limiter. That's all done through the apps that you're using. The only control on the face of this mic is a wheel on the front. It has a stop at either end, so if you spin it counterclockwise until it stops, you're at zero. If you spin it clockwise until it stops on the other side, you're at 10. I will say zero is more like one for the audiophiles. Who cares? Zero still passes some audio. When I hear zero, I think it should be flat, but it isn't. You go down to level zero and you will still have some audio coming in through the mic. But that is the only way of controlling your input. And of course, since the headphone jack also doubles as a line out, it's regulated, so it's loud. You're going to hear things at a fixed level, and you can't use the volume controls on your device to regulate what comes back through the mic. You're not going to be able to turn the output level down, so what you get is what you get. But it's a great way to tell quickly if you're clipping or not, and it's also very nice, handy to be able to use it with the voiceover screen reader for those who use that. You can use the on-screen volume control in the rotor to drop your voiceover volume. I've dropped mine all the way down. I can go down to 1 and still hear it. I'm down at 5 right now. It's enough to basically get me speech, allow me to use the screen and still have access to the device using speech output without having it just scream at me. So it's a nice little compact mic, and that's really all there is to it. If you're familiar with the Zoom H1 or the H4N, you will have seen capsules like this on the top of the recorder. This is very similar. This is an XY configuration, so the left capsule points to the right and the right points to the left. And if you turn them, if you turn each of them, you can turn them toward each other and they will click. turn them away from each other, and at the other end of the spectrum they will also click, and this allows you to adjust your separation from 90 to 120 degrees. And then of course with the apps you can, you know, do some additional processing and things of that nature. If you have an app that lets you monitor back and you want to hear yourself while you're recording, I've found that the apps I've been using most successfully have been Zoom's own Handy Recorder app, which is surprisingly accessible. Thank you very much. And also BossJock Studio, which is a favorite of mine just because of how versatile it is. But this, for example, using Audio Boom to do this little impromptu demonstration, I have no feedback in terms of monitoring what I'm recording. I'm basically only using the headphone jack to control my, or to use VoiceOver to be able to manipulate my screen. So it's susceptible to handling noise if you, you know, move your hands too much, and you know, you're gonna get some handling noise. So the best thing I found to do is to put it either on a tripod or even a selfie stick, a windshield mount, any number of things that will hold it in a fixed position that allow you to manipulate it, walk around with it without having all kinds of handling noise. Comes with a windscreen, and it's great because it prevents a lot of peep-pops and plosives. I think it's the same windscreen that comes with the H4N, actually. I'm not sure about that. Looks kind of goofy on my iPhone, but it works pretty well. So I'm going to come down here, try to make some stereo things happen. I've got cabinets here on my left, and I'm going to just walk down the stairs. There's some reggaeton on the stereo, so I at least got some bass to show you, even if I drive this thing pretty hot signal. It's not going to clip. I'm looking for something that's kind of bassy. Reggaeton will always do that. Now it's going to end. See, I want something. Whenever I want it, it's coming to an end. This is a problem with really impromptu demonstrations. So, I'll come back here. Maybe I can change it. Okay, we got something else up. Give you an idea just how well it handles some of the basses. I haven't taken it to a live venue where I have really loud music. I'm going to turn this down just a little bit so I don't blast my neighbors out. But I've got the stereo on the left, my noisy server fan in front of me. I'm going to come over here to the right of it, actually, and just step outside the door really quickly. I have a street about a half a block away from me, and I'll go back down and do some traffic testing later on so you can hear what the separation really sounds like. But you can tell if there's any traffic left. Oh, traffic's all gone. Darn it. Okay, here comes a car. Gosh, you'd think I live in a small town or something rather than in the capital. I'm sure my neighbors wonder why I'm walking around slamming doors and making noises, and I'll do what Neil Ewers does. So check it out, Amazon.com, $99. Not bad. It's a nice little mic. Makes a great little stocking stuffer for somebody this holiday season. And no, they don't pay me to say that. Thanks for listening.